The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. Phoebe, Feb and
Nick. Well, how are you two feeling?
What time is it? It's podcast time. What a great show now. If you didn't hear us this morning on our show, today is Thursday. You're listening to our podcast and you'd be tuning in to listen to the one and only, the 45th President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Was he 44th? You said 44th and 45th today.
Well, I don't know what it is, man. Was it him? It could have been the 45th. Because it wasn't actually him, was it?
No, we got stitched up. Fifi.
Yeah.
Very disheartening.
Yeah. It's the 44th.
I was right. In the ballpark.
Yeah. I was on the money. And what we weren't, we got pranked. We were that nervous. I was nervous. I was shaking. Because they did it well. They did with 5 minutes to go. And then when I look back, all my computer screens went off, so I couldn't pick. I couldn't see the name up there, and I was like, "You."
Well, it was just Obama on the screen,
was it?
And it was a number from Illinois as well.
Yeah, I called this comedian and impressionist Ryan Golcher, and we called him directly in the States. But I said to you guys that we called Obama's office, and then they directed the call back to him in Melbourne.
Mm.
And we got pranked by Fee, so we thought we'd prank her back, and she gets a lot of mail sent into the studio. So we thought it'd be a great idea just to shift some of that.
Yeah.
And we gave it to our listeners. Mate, there was Crown vouchers, iPads.
What Fee did was prank us, and how we returned fire was just we stole her shit. And we gave it away. We committed a crime. Fee had a joke. We just gave away her belongings.
She's got no idea. She's going around in a teacup right now going, oh, how good's Mickey Mouse?
I'm waiting in line for another Rapunzel signature. I'm having the best time.
This is so good. Anna and Elsa are here. No, they're not. They're fake. Anyway, that's our podcast of the day.
Enjoy.
101.9 The Fox.
Barack Obama, former president of the United States, the 45th president. Now, about a week ago, Cody, we got a WhatsApp group for our work with all the producers and us guys. And, you know, you put all the stories up. And Leon put on, there may be a chance next week when Barack is in Melbourne that we have an interview with him. So we need to submit some questions for pre-approval.
Yep.
So they can do their due diligence.
And make sure that, nice work getting that out.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. Really, really stumbled.
That's it. That's the whole
So we put our questions through.
Of course.
And then late.
And you had two great questions, by the way.
And they made the list. I was really
It was
really
unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't want to say that you went to ChatGPT and what would a great broadcaster ask President Obama? Well, there we go.
If I knew what that was, I would have gone to it. And then 20 minutes before the show ended yesterday, Leon come flapping in. He was flapping around and said, we've got it. We've got Obama after the show. We've got 4 minutes, I think you said. We've got a four-minute interview. Here's the questions. And, mate, I couldn't speak.
Yeah, we were so nervous. Nervous and excited. Yeah. And Leon flapping about like he was outside a used car dealership on a windy day. Yeah. Those arms were just going.
To the point where we were like, let's not do the top to tail beforehand.
Let's not have the side talk.
We've only got 4 minutes. So I'll go, Nick, you do this question. I'll do that question. And we'll go on back and forth so we can both have a good chat with the president.
Josiah kept putting in questions into the WhatsApp group about vaccines.
Yeah. He's like, oh, did you have the jab? Should I have the jab?
I don't know how that didn't make the cut.
So this is Nick and myself speaking to the 44th U.S. President, Barack Obama.
It's wild, huh?
Yep. Are we on?
3, 2.
Now we're joined by an amazing guest, and I've interviewed a lot of people around the world, and I don't think I've ever been more nervous. Listen to me. I can't even speak. Or starstruck. Now, I don't know what to call him. Do I call him Barry? Because in Australia, we love nicknames. Barry, Barma, Obi, Barack. Is it Mr. Obama or is it Mr. President? Good morning.
You can call me anything you'd like, but custom is you're Mr. President for life.
So. Mr. President for life.
Mr. President for life. We'll go with that.
I didn't start it, and I just have to continue with that. You're not allowed to drive, and you're Mr. President for life, and you got Secret Service until the day you die. So,
well, there you go.
Sounds like a fun gig. Mr. President,
not as fun as being able to speak in this beautiful country down here. So thank you. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. How are you finding Australia so far?
I've been here before. I've been here as president. I've been here as a young man, and now I'm here as an old man. And I think now being here old is the best. It's great, and I get to see the parts I didn't get to see while I was president. It's beautiful.
Now, Mr. President, I loved your time in office. I feel the world was moving along nice and smooth. Since you've gone, I don't think it is moving as well as it should be. What do you think the state of the world is right now?
I feel the sentiment that you feel. It's a bit of hostility and divisiveness, but I'm not completely out on the state of the world. I mean, obviously, the events going on in the world there prove otherwise, but I do see a brighter future ahead.
I know in the laws you can't run for presidency again, but if you could, would you do it?
Great question. I've loved my family time since being president, and I don't think I would take 4 to 8 to 12 to 16 years off of that moving forward. I guess there's no limit to how old you can be as president now, apparently. So,
given you are Mr. President Obama, is there anyone you've ever been awestruck by, starstruck to see or meet?
Being a Chicago native, I'd say meeting Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
I was starstruck. With. Yes.
That was some good years, the Chicago Bulls, didn't they?
Yeah, the best basketball team of all time, no questions asked. Meeting them was like meeting superheroes. That was something special.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I did want to call you Barry, but we'll go with Mr. President. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy Australia, and we love you down here, mate. You're welcome anytime.
Of course. One more thing. This is random, but Fifi wanted me to ask you, what day is it on Saturday?
What day is it on Saturday? Oh.
God, I don't know.
Why? What are we missing out on?
Saturday.
I don't know. It should be a certain day.
It's holidays for us. It's the 2nd of April.
The 2nd of April?
Oh, no.
Daylight savings?
No. Hold on.
Hang on. April Fools. Yeah, I knew
this was... Hold on. Is this an impersonator?
No. Oh. I said it.
Oh.
You didn't get me.
Oh, get out.
What did I say to you?
He looked at me.
I
and
said, oh, yeah. Oh,
guys, I'd like you to meet Ryan Golchi. He's an American comedian and impressionist.
No! Hey, that is amazing.
Didn't get me.
Oh, Fev was shaking.
No, before, I thought it was him. And then I looked at Josiah and I said, it's not him. You can hear me say it on the thing. I go, it's not him.
Well, you can speak to Ryan now. He's very good.
Right.
Hey guys, sorry about that.
Incredible work.
Hey, please.
That's a one from Fifi. She said to say thank you.
She didn't get me.
I cannot stress enough, my co-host Fev, AFL great, one of the best athletes of all time, shaking like he had 8 coffees.
That was before the interview. Then
there
when he was speaking.
No way.
Josiah, I swear on my kid's life.
He looked at me and
I go, it's not him.
But I said it was.
You can see the video. I said it's not him.
Oh.
I still think it is.
Hey, Fifi, suck a fart.
I think this is a double trick. I think Barack's playing Ryan now.
Well,
and I'm not falling for it.
Ryan Golcher, an American comedian and impressionist, mate. Got us a beauty. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Of course. This was a blast. I'm glad I got one of you. Next time, I'll get you both.
Oh, mate, you got me good.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Ryan.
Yeah, very good.
That's disgusting work from Fifi.
Fifi. Everyone who was disappointed in that, that's Fifi's fault. She's...
Oh, if you're listening right now and you're upset, imagine thinking you were talking to Obama.
I was that nervous. Because it was well played by our producers who have obviously been planning this for a while. But when I asked the question about the president for life, I just didn't know he'd say that.
Yeah.
And then I did look at Josiah and I was like,
he had you for a bit.
He had me for a bit. Oh, 100%. He sounds exactly like him, but his voice did change a little bit. And then I was like, hang on a second.
And none of us thought about April Fool's Day on Saturday.
Day, but she, it was a great prank. Well done.
No, I don't, I don't like that Fee gets to stitch us up with that. She's already stitched us up by not coming to work for a week and getting paid. Yep.
And
I'm starting to think tomorrow, because we're doing fill-in for Fifi. One of our amazing listeners is going to fill in for Fifi tomorrow, get to interview Russell Crowe.
Is it real?
Or
really
is it?
Yeah.
What is real?
There's going to be an amazing video up on
our
socials.
It is a great video. When you see this guy, when you see the actual impersonator, you would not. He looks like a little 13-year-old sitting in his grandma's dungeon.
Yeah.
And he's the voice. He done a great job.
It's
and
unbelievable.
He got me for half of it, so well done. And or to be up on our socials.
Yeah, at Fifi Fever Nick.
Fifi Fever Nick.
Literally looks the opposite to Obama. So have a look later on today.
Yeah, Ryan Golcher.
You follow him on Insta. He's
comedian.
A very funny.
Follow
comedian.
Him now on Instagram.
Guys and Fifi.
101.9 The Fox.
We decided that you could be Fee.
Well, Fifi's heading overseas, but we don't want to leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi.
Yes, fill in for Fifi tomorrow. We've had a lot of auditions throughout the week. Here's just a few that may be sitting in Fifi's chair. Hannah from Mount Eliza. Morning, Hannah.
Boys, we've got a bit rogue in the last 3 days, haven't you? I think you need that maternal flair back in the studio, though.
Yeah. JJ from Peran.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, love the accent. Where are you from?
I'm Irish originally, just like Fee.
Maria from Cranny.
I already told work that I got to take the morning off. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Oh, I work for the federal government, no, so I can't
much.
Really.
They don't do much
can't
anyway.
Say much.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi,
I don't know how the show's going to go being Nikki, Fev and Nick.
I like
we'll
it.
Sort that out. Well, you can just go by my surname. Call me Cooter.
Now, Nick and I have nailed it down. We have a winner who will be sitting in the chair that Nikki's currently in now. Are you going to vacate?
No. I'm staying here forever.
Forever.
Fee slipped up. Fee's back there after
that'll
holidays.
That'll be the best when she does come back. If she does come back. Because the next voice we hear could be... Actually, she could actually take Fee's job. She could be amazing at it. Do we have Hannah from Mount Eliza on the line?
You sure do. Thank you, boys.
You're in.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. I've had to step out because we're in the middle of a bed meeting. But thank you so much. I'm so excited. I can't wait to join you guys on the chair tomorrow. Nick, move out of the way.
Yes. Let me have this seat.
Because you're a midwife. Is there a birth happening?
Oh, no, we're just doing a bed meeting, making sure our flow is okay for the day and we've got enough staff. So there is babies being born. There's lots of babies being born, but we're just making sure we've got room for them and enough midwives to make sure they come into the beautiful world safely.
You talk a lot like Fee. Hey, H-bomb, tomorrow on the show, you'll be sitting there. We have Dilruk on.
Dilruk Jai Singer, unbelievable comedian. Show kicking off on Melbourne Comedy Festival tonight.
One of the show's favourites, filled in for me a couple of times, so he knows what he's doing. We have It Is Amazing, so you're going to have to think of an amazing story to bring to the table.
Amazing story, all right.
Hannah,
yeah.
I reckon the fact that you're hosting this show, that's pretty amazing. You could tell the story of getting here.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I've got plenty of amazing stories up my sleeve for you boys. Don't worry, I've got a few little nuggets of gold that I can drop tomorrow.
There we go.
And just another little name that we're going to be interviewing, Hannah, Russell Crowe.
Oh, of course, yes, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He's neighbours with my dad, so don't worry about it. They live just down the road from one another.
Well, perfect.
Well, and just let me check, because our producer Leon was in cahoots with Fifi over our big President Obama stitch-up. This is actually Russell Crowe. You're not...
It's the actual Russell Crowe.
It's going to be Boy Crowe. Cried Wolf now, but yeah, it actually is Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Every interview now, Hannah, we get, we're just going to go, yeah, sure.
Imagine we think this is Hannah from Mount Eliza and then Obama comes in tomorrow. It's like, hey!
Because Hannah, I actually did think halfway through it wasn't him and I didn't want to wreck the interview just in case it was him and say, hey, this is not the real Obama and then he actually was the real Obama and then I would have been everywhere. Would have gone viral. This idiot radio jock.
Why is there a drone outside?
Hey, Hannah, can't wait to see you tomorrow morning. Make sure you get... Hey, you got to get up early, get to bed early.
Oh, I'm a midwife. I'm up early as it is. Yeah. So don't you worry. All right. I'll be
congratulations.
To go tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya, Hannah,
so
Fev,
the new
and
show
Nick.
Will be Hansy, Fev and Nick.
Hansy?
Hansy.
Oh, cross
it. Hansy.
Hansy.
Fev and Nick,
Hansy.
Hansy?
Yeah, Hansy.
Yes.
We're going with Hansy.
Yeah.
Not Hannah?
Hansy.
All right. Hansy Bevanick.
Yeah, we'll get all that sorted by tomorrow as well. Cannot wait for that. Hey, on the other side of this, Nath Valvo joining us, Comedy Fest. It is on at the moment.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
I'm going to double it.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks answer time. This will be for an Alpha Bucks.
Can you give me the letter and I'll answer it?
Friday, 31st of March, either the 6:30 or 8 a.m. We never know which one. But the letter will be W.
Yep.
And the question, a Disney character.
Winnie the Pooh.
Bang.
Wow. Boom.
There you go. Winnie the Pooh, Woody, Wall-E.
Or Wee Wee, Fee-Fee. She thinks she's, nah, that was shit.
That's all right.
Can we cut that out of the podcast?
Keep it in. No,
staying
what,
in.
That's what pods are for.
Shut up.
Were you thinking the French?
Wee wee, Vivi.
Oh, you are.
Winnie the Pooh.
All right, that's it.
Hey, the boo boo.
Let's get out.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, I picked my girls up last night from school early. After we had dumplings together, we went and watched Russell Crowe's film, and I picked up the girls at 1 o'clock because it was parent-teacher interviews that we don't go to.
The Pope's Exorcist.
The Pope's Exorcist. Coming so I picked soon. The kids up, and little Lendog said, "Hey, Dad, I want to come to work with you on Monday." I said, "We're on holidays." And she goes, "Oh, I've got the day off." And I said, "Another day off? Why are you got a day off?" She goes, "Because it's school sports day." And I said, "Well, why aren't you doing the school sports?" Yeah. And she said, "Because, Dad, I am slaying." I go, "I don't understand their lingo." And yeah. I go, "Slaying what?" She goes, "I've slayed life. I've clocked it." She goes, "Because in year seven, she didn't do a school sports day." So what happens at their school is at year seven, they do all the sports.
Yeah.
Then they get ranked. So every year, the school puts them into an event and they put them in a grading. So if you're an elite athlete, you run with all the elite and you do the shot put and the high jump and the hurdles or whatever. And if you're average, you do it with the average kids. So, you know, you can have a little average race. But Lenny didn't have any averages because she didn't do it. So each year, she hasn't done it. So she's in year 11 now. There's no times for her. So she just sets a day off. She doesn't have to go.
Amazing.
And I'm like, I'm slaying. I don't have to go to school because I didn't do sports day. And she hates sports. So she's said, "Dad, I am clocking life." So I thought, 13, 10, 60, what have you got out of forever? Like, you don't have to do it anymore. And it took me back and I thought, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because I do love sport. Mm. She doesn't love sport. She got out of that. I don't like washing. I hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate putting things, the colours and this. So Alex had this really expensive, like $1,000 silk shirt.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
"What'd you do?"
She's like, you never do the washing. So I thought, I'll do the washing. So I chucked it in with a few like whites and a few blacks and I shrunk it and it was all ripped. She said, "Never, ever touch the washing machine ever again."
You've done it.
Bang. Slay.
You've done
Clocking
it.
Slay. Life.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. Well, I don't like washing. So just do things you don't want to do. Cook it,
yeah,
and then you'll never have to do it ever again. 13, 10, 60, Melbourne. What have you got out of that you never have to do ever again?
Any genius life hacks like that this morning
to
help us out?
Cody, you're lazy.
No, I'm not. That's where I keep getting stuck. Because I keep doing jobs better than other people, and I keep having to do them.
Well, you're sitting in feed chair, and you're doing a good job,
mate. Nailing it. Got Obama on.
That's a good point. 13, 10, 60.
See?
Is our number here at 101.9 The Fox.
Georgia from Druin, what's your little life hack? What have you got out of?
So I hate peas, vegetables, hate them. When I was 3 years old, my mum kept forcing me to eat them. She's like, "Come on, you know." And she forced me to eat them and I vomited all over her. And ever since then, like now I'm an adult, but before, you know, I moved out of home, I would never have peas on my plate. Like I got out of it. My family events never put peas on my plate because they were scared I was going to vomit on them.
See?
Great.
That's a great
smart
well
Georgia.
And she learned early when she was three. Yep, she goes, I can clock this.
Georgia,
I'm slaying life.
When I was about 6 or 7, I hate eggs, right? I've never been able to eat eggs. And my mum told me that she said, "Hey, Nick, good news. You can have cake for dinner." I was like, "Cake for dinner? This sounds amazing." Took one bite, vomited it up. It was quiche. They tried to trick me.
Oh, that's
it's a good well, move, Georgia.
Good hack.
Thank you.
The vomit gets you out of everything.
Well done, Georgia. Jai from Werribee. Morning, Jai.
Morning, guys.
What'd you get out of, Jai?
So a couple of months back, I ended up having to clean up the house because someone was turning up as an OT. And mum's like, "Make sure you clean your bath." You know, sharing basin. I was like, "Yeah, no problem. This job anyway." Got bleach in my eye. Ended up getting rushed to ED because I literally couldn't see and everything. ended up having my eye flushed out and everything. And mum left and she goes, "You're not doing the, you're not cleaning your bathroom ever again." And I was like, "Okay."
Amazing. That is a gold medal. You've actually gone to the point where you could go blind.
Yeah.
Yes, I was at that point. My pH level in my eye, they did two bags, nothing. My pH level was extremely high. They did another six bags. And then I
hard to say after eight bags.
Thanks, Joy. <Right. laughs> Sue from Effing. Morning. Morning, Sue. What have you got out of forever?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're very good.
So, hubby got out. He's got out of cooking a roast forever. I left him in charge one day, and he was cutting up the pumpkin. Couldn't understand why it was so easy to cut up. He thought I'd bought a real fresh one this time.
Because it is hard to chop the veggies sometimes. The pumpkins are hard.
Yeah. Well, he cut up a full cantaloupe. So, yeah.
What a legend.
Thank you, Sue, and everyone for your calls this morning. This is The Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Quick shout out. We just got a phone call from Lexi in Woodlands Primary and all the Langwarrin schools. They're doing a 50K walk this morning from St Kilda Beach to Frankston the Good Friday appeal. How
I'll be driving
that?
Past them on the way home. I'll give them a two. Yeah, chuck a couple of dollar coins out.
At speed.
They're listening to they're listening like, to The Fox at the moment.
Be like the more chilly poking machine.
There you go, kids. Great cause. Give them a toot if you see them on the road. But tickets to Nath Valvo's Hit Machine.
Oh, yes.
And get them now, comedyfestival.com.au.
And we are joined by Nath Valvo. Hey, congratulations.
Look, I'm so happy to be here. A little bit nervous Fifi's not here. There's a bit of a, you know, bit of a dad's taking you out for dinner vibe. So yeah. I don't know where we're going with this conversation.
Just stick to the specials, mate. They're all good. All those specials are great.
You know, when Giuseppe, our father, Friday nights was dad cook night in Greensboro for us growing up, and it was steak sandwiches. And I just have memories of being like 7 years old trying to eat a steak sandwich because it was the only thing dad could cook.
Yeah, that's the dream. That sounds amazing.
I was like, dad's got the pub menu going.
Not when you're seven.
Hey, you and Cody, not this Cody, yes. Just recently married after 9 years.
Thank you.
Now, you did joke about leading up to the wedding that all you did was get drunk and invite people that weren't already invited.
Oh, yeah, I did that often.
How many people turned up?
I would go to social events and I'd wake up the next day and go, oh, who did I invite last night? And I just forgot people that I wouldn't have ever invited sober.
I've got relatives listening to this show now that didn't get an invite to my wedding, but the entire bar staff of the Sydney Comedy Store came along.
And my family is massive. Like, we're really big. So I had to draw the line somewhere. Yeah. And so,
where'd it get to? Barista? Did you, like, who did you?
The waiter after the fifth bottle of Moe?
No, it wasn't complete randoms. It was people that I did know.
Yeah.
Nick Cody.
That you just didn't want to come.
Did you have a B-list? Because we also had a B-list. Don't talk about the B-list and the wedding invite, which is you make your invite list and then you make the B-list they come on if someone else says no.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're meant to tell people that are on the B-list, but I may or may not have had a few at my own wedding and may or may not have told a couple of guests they were B-list invites.
You didn't just have a table with a big neon B on it. You're over there. You got an invite to this wedding 4 days ago. What, do you think you're on the A side? No.
Kind of thing. So
I wasn't there. So what list was I on?
Yes, you were on the B list, Nick. And we just didn't get a gig. We're fingers crossed for another COVID wave last November, so I could get some of my faves in. But no,
so you just invited all the funny comedians.
You know what?
Come on.
You know what? No one talks about at about a wedding. Don't about your wedding is the mix of worlds that don't normally mix.
Yeah.
And I feel that you keep your life pretty separate and you've got your friends that you speak to in a certain way over there. You've got your family over there.
All the rebels are at the back.
You've got your partner's friend. In my case, Cody's a scientist. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but a comedian and a scientist trying to strike up a conversation doesn't go off.
Yeah.
And so we had it's like a blue light disco in year eight. We had a corner of scientists sitting over in this area and a corner of very drunk comedians over in that corner. And there was no crossover.
Oh, they didn't cross over.
The comedians would have been throwing little jabs at all the nerds in the corner.
Yeah. So that was weird.
My wife got worried because she's got a lot of like greeny artists in her family. Mm-hmm. And I had some of the most foul mouth comedians and six SAS soldiers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's weird when you've got your non-binary friend and your racist uncle from Gold Coast.
Oh no!
Next to each other at the bar, you're like, oh, what's going to happen here? Who's saying what?
Now, Nate,
stressful event.
Hit Machine.
Yes.
What's it about?
You know what I've done with my show this year? I'm so excited. Has Nick ever done the gold chat to you? All comedians, we've got this material that we know kills a lot, right? So if we're ever doing a gig,
you haven't heard any of that,
after 10 a.m.
Bring bronze in the morning.
Yeah. So if you're doing a gig and you might feel like you're losing the crowd a bit, we've all got our
go-tos.
We've got our go-tos that we go, oh, this is going to take the roof off. And I thought last year, why not just do a whole hour of those bits?
Mate.
Is that what you do every time?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Let's not do a message. Let's not do some sort of story or meaning. Let's just do, if I was John Farnham, I'm doing You're the Voice for an hour.
So this is like your platinum CD that comes out with the best of.
This is it.
This is the best of you.
This is like your YouTube video, Fev, of like Brendan Favola's 10 best goals in the AFL. This is the equivalent of a stand-up show of
the problem is that goes for about an hour because it's got like
so does
that
this.
Many shows.
Yeah, it goes 58 minutes.
Yeah. We have half time. We have a Gatorade, a couple of orange slices. We get back out there.
So I'm having the time of my life. I'm having a really great time. It's just a good show. I said to Nick when I walked in before Fev, I was like, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah, I did it last year. The best of show, classic Cody.
Yeah,
Hit Machine. It's a great poster as well.
Mate, the poster's insane.
Can we talk about the Hit Machines? Did you? Because growing up, especially in Melbourne, you were a Hit Machine family, or you were a So Fresh family.
Yeah, I was So Fresh.
Very much like the Home and Away Neighbours discussion. Yes. You weren't both.
Yeah, I was Fresh.
You weren't both.
Put it up
on the servo. Yeah.
What, you got 60 bucks to drop at Sanity?
No, I used to buy them the servo. You know, they used to sit the CDs used to sit up and you buy it on the car trips.
Yeah, every 6 months they came out, I'd pop on down to Brashes at Greensboro Plaza and get my Hit Machine CD. So, it's in the poster kind of, I tried my best to make it look like a Hit Machine CD.
One of my favourite things about you, Nath, is that a lot of comedians finish the show, you go out, you take photos with people, you grab beers with people, they may be friends you haven't seen in ages. Valvo is obsessed with the amount of time it can take him to get from saying goodnight to his couch.
So he's got a bit of Harry Styles about him. I saw him perform at the...
I saw this,
He performed in Sydney.
I saw this.
And he came off stage straight into a black Mercedes, ran into it, was home within 5 minutes.
Out.
And the people were still getting out of their seats and he was already back at his hotel.
The band was still playing.
Yeah.
The music was... I saw the footage. Yeah. It's my new inspiration. Yeah. Harry Styles is my new inspiration.
Yeah,
I want a car door open.
It was open
Swanson
too.
Street.
Just straight in.
What's your record? What have you got it to?
The Melbourne record, I think, is 28 or 30 minutes from stage to couch.
Yeah.
In Adelaide, I did like a 26 of the other night.
Oh, you get 28 minutes. You get 28 minutes, you'd be around the whole state.
You know? Adelaide.
I forgot something at the venue and went back. And it was 26 minutes. But I just like to recover. Unlike Nick Cody, who's very still on stage, very funny, but very still.
Yeah, I'm not running
around. I'm running around. I'm doing high kicks. I'm gaying up the joint. I've got twirls. It's exhausting. And I've got to go home and have a little rest.
See, my goal went at the Hit Machine, if I was going, watch, where are you, Swanson Street? I'd find out what car, because you've got what's your little car that you got?
I've actually upgraded.
Oh, you've upgraded?
Last time we chatted, we had a Yaris.
Oh, the big dog.
At a Yaris.
Yeah.
And we've upgraded to a mum RAV.
Oh,
I'm a busy soccer mum.
Wow. Little roller skate.
Got stuff to do.
That probably came with Hit Machine CDs in it.
I'd park my car behind it and just really stuff his brain so he couldn't get home.
Oh.
As soon as the show finishes, just block him in.
Block him in.
Just block. Have you seen Nace? What colour is it? Little Volt? What is it?
My car. It's white.
Give it away, Nace.
I've got a little white RAV.
Don't listen to Fev.
Why?
He's asking you questions so he can bully you during the comedy festival. Just go and see Nate.
We're pumped. He kicks off tonight. Yes. Tickets, check him out. Comedyfestival.com.au to Nate Valvo's.
Always
Hit
a pleasure,
Machine.
Mate.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Going,
Thanks
mate.
For having me.
101.9 The Fox. Well, Fifi's heading overseas. We don't want to leave.
leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi.
Yeah, we announced our fill-in earlier. Hansy from Mount Eliza joining us on the show tomorrow. Now, boys, I really don't think you should be doing this.
Yeah, and we've got a little jingle for this. We got Fee's mail, we're going to give it away. We got Fee's mail, we're going to give it away.
DJ Shirts, great idea. Feeling pretty comfortable in his job there. By the way, congrats on getting absentee into a rap. Good job, Leon.
Now, Fee gets a lot of mail sent into the studio here at the Fox, and it's absolutely overflowing. So I thought it'd be a great idea to give it away, so I'm going to give it away so I get in trouble. I don't want you to get in trouble, Nick. So what we have? We have five packages here.
There's our jingle, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Yeah, there you go. Leon, you are out of a job. there's five packages. I've got the scissors. There's some big boxes. There's some little boxes. And it's time to give away Fee's mail.
All right. Who's on the phone here? We've got Geezer in Craigieburn. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, morning, Geezer.
Geezer, we've got five packages here. Just pick a number. 1 to 5.
I'll open it. I'll go one.
All one. Right, one. Here we go. There's package one. Here we go. I'm opening the box up.
Ooh, oh, what's in there?
Oh, it's a greens pack. It's got like Golden Gay Time. Oh, cupcake bites. Oh, she would love baking. This. It's baking.
Are they gluten free?
There might be some in
there. There's a Vegemite brownies. There's pancake golden syrup. There's heaps of them. There you go. That's yours.
When you said greens pack, I thought there was going to be an Adam Mant poster and.
That's all baking because she loves baking, so she's going to be
another
filthy.
Type of recycling bin. All right,
this is fun. This is fun.
We've got Kira in Launching Place. Morning, Kira.
Good morning, Fab and Nick.
Good morning.
Now, package one is down. You've got 2 to 5 to pick from. Pick a number.
I'm going to choose 5 because that's how many kids I have.
All right, package 5. Package 5 is here, and this is from Sony. It says, hi, Fifi Box. Thanks for all your support, Sony.
Wow.
Oh, let me have a look. Oh, it's a Miley Cyrus merch pack.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
For your
kids. What have you got in there? The kids Miley fans, Kira?
Yep. It's got sunnies. It's got all sorts of stuff.
I've got sun, so I don't know yet.
It's got drink bottles, towel, sunscreen.
Kira, did you say you've got 5 sons?
4 sons and then a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, forgot about that. So did you get the girl on the 5th?
Yeah, number 5, and she's only 2. So
there you go. Well, that's all yours, mate. We'll send it out to you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, there's some big prizes. There's some big prizes ahead.
I hope my wife, Luch, is listening. It could take 5 to get a girl. Luch,
so you always want to
take it easy.
The thing is, when you do lucky dips, you always want to be first because there's a vast variety of prizes. But then when the first 2 pick probably the 2 worst prizes.
We don't
know. The next 3. Now, this is big. This is from Apple. I can see it's from Apple.
Well,
if it's Pink Ladies, I'll be filthy.
What's his royal gala? Melissa in Deer Park. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We've got 3 packages of Fifi's left, 2, 3, or 4. Pick a number, Melissa.
I'll go with 3. It's my lucky number, and I'm calling number 3.
All right, you are calling number 3. Caller number 3. This is like a little envelope. I'm going to open this.
Ooh, it's envelope.
It says Husey on it.
Oh, no.
I'm opening it up. Melissa from Deer Park. It is. We'd love to invite you, Fifi, along to see Dave Hughes at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Enjoy the double pass to see David Hughes Too Good.
Yes, that's great. Date
amazing.
Night.
And it says, please tag at Dave Hughes on social. So when you're there, just give Melissa a bit of a tag.
You don't have to do that. It's Fifi's mail.
You'll have good seats. They're good seats. They're not, the ones up at the back where you need binoculars. They are up the front.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys.
No worries. There's 2 left.
2. We've got Tom in Thomastown. Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right. We have got 2 packages left, mate. Package 2 and package 4. What are you going with?
I'm going to go number 2, please.
Okay. Number 2. It's another little envelope.
Number 4?
No. He's already said 2.
You said 2.
I'm sure it'll be good, Tom. Right. Don't you worry. This is Fifi's mail.
Pack 2. I think I might want this one. It's got Crown written on it. Dear Fifi, this is a Crown gift card, a perfect gift for a loved one. Experience that Crown has to offer, luxurious hotel accommodation. It's a $200 card voucher to Crown.
Beautiful.
Mate, Fee's going to be filthy.
You shouldn't do this.
She loves Crown.
Stop doing
it. All right, there's one left.
There's one left. Yvonne in Fraser Rise. You don't get a choice. Morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You've got package four, mate.
This is the one I've been most excited about, Yvonne.
I'm excited too.
It's got Officeworks on there. It's got Apple.
All right, here we go. Holy sh... Banana balls.
Bev. It's after nine. You can say it.
This... Wow.
Oh, no.
An Apple iPad.
Oh, amazing.
A brand new Apple iPad. I think she ordered this when because Trixie's broke.
Wow.
I remember Trixie's iPad broke and she couldn't use it, so she bought another one. She's got
that's okay. Trixie's at Disneyland. Back
yeah,
off.
She is. This is a ninth generation iPad, 64 gig Wi-Fi. Bang.
Bev, you that's can't the, give that.
Yeah, no, it's done. It's yours. We're going to send it to you, Yvonne.
Just thank got you Fee's so much. iPad.
That's amazing. No
worries.
Like
you, Fee. Oh.
Well,
and I've I think never felt better.
Yvonne speaks on behalf of all of us where it's they're in Disneyland. Yeah. Who cares?
Well done.
I guess you snooze, you lose.
Mate, it's a full iPad. And it's not fake.
No.
Not like Obama. I
believe you.
Speaking of, that's it for us for today. Let's get out of here, boys. We've got a big show tomorrow. If you missed it, Fev just mentioned it then. Barack Obama, the former president himself, is in Melbourne at the moment. He joined us earlier on the show.
Not really.
What went down in that chat, if you missed it, search.
Nick got absolutely punked.
Search Fifi Fev Nick on the listener app and keep locked to our socials later today. There'll be a video, Fifi Fev Nick.
Massive show tomorrow. We've got Hansy joining us.
Yes.
That's right.
Hannah from Eliza. Dilruk Jai singer.
And an Oscar winner.
And an Oscar winner. Of course, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Hannah. We went and watched his film yesterday, The Three Boys, and it was amazing. Can't wait to chat to him about it.
The Pope's Exorcist.
It's a big show. We've got one of you in Melbourne, Hannah from Mount Eliza, joining us to co-host the show. Can't wait to hear how that goes down. Interviewing an Oscar winner, Russell Crowe. Join in tomorrow. I was doing so well from 5:30. We'll see you.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. Phoebe, Bev.